next case is 10,714 Stephen R. Mihalik. This was a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for an apartment.
My concern on this one was setting a precedent for the future.
They were asking for a 320 square foot from the required 800.
Did I think I asked the question if we had granted any larger so far, and I don't think we have.
What would be the difference if they had this would be larger, or they could have two apartments on there? Could they do that?
No.
No, just one.
Just have one.
Mm-hmm. Is what the new, and that's a brand new ordinance that allows that.
Okay. So I mean, that's just a question to be asked. It may sound, but I just wanted to know. Well,
I agree.
They couldn't do that then?
No.
On that property? They couldn't have on that same property nowhere?
Uh-uh.
None, okay.
So what would be so bad in allowing 320 more square feet then? There's only going to be one anyway.
Well, before they couldn't have any. Right. County Council passed an ordinance allowing them to have 800 square feet, which allowed for a situation of like this, right. or an alternative to the special use exceptions or hardship and those kinds of things. I'm not necessarily completely opposed to it, except that if County Council wanted it to be larger, they would have made it larger, 1,000 square feet or 1,200 square feet. And I think this is significantly larger in request because it's more than 50% larger. So my concern is that if we approve this one, then we might see more, that much larger of a request or even larger. And, then the next thing you know, you're going, I guess it's not 50%, but it's close to 50%. That's my concern.
Yeah. I guess the only thing, and I have that concern also. I guess the only thing I'm thinking about is that he's not building the garage for that purpose. Period.
Right.
If I understood him correctly,
no.
He was replacing the garage after damage.
Right. Stone damage.
So I agree with you. I have a concern about a precedent, but. I could understand that a little bit more if the purpose of the whole building was for a garage apartment or whatever. But I don't know. This is our first one application like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I recall.
Yeah.
I think what he did say too is for his family,
for his daughter,
and when they get up on their feet. They're going to build their own place, so it's going to be rented out then.
Right.
I would say, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. That question was asked, though. I don't think
I think I was going to ask the question or someone.
It was for his daughter.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to rent it out after they move out, though.
The intent was to get them started, so one would have to assume that someday in the future they would move on or whatever, and then, then you've got an apartment that you've invested money in. What do you do with it? You rent it. The question we should probably consider is: if we approve this one, then what do we say on the next one, or any ones after that?
I think we're going to be opening the door.
We could be. I don't necessarily know that it would open the door. I mean, how many requests for them have we had at all?
Yeah.
And maybe Susan can give us some idea of how many. Do you have an idea how many people come in requesting a permit for such a structure?
Not many.
And how many people know it's even available?
If you compare it to the larger mobile homes on a small lot, it'll be coming.
Once they find out, it's out. But, I mean, I've been there on the same side of the coin.
I mean, it's not quite the same. However,
you could treat it as such.
It could do. But.
Yeah, it's. You take a 16 by 60 mobile home, 14 by 70 is, how many square feet is that?
Which one?
40 square feet.
14 by 70 is 980.
What?
980, 14 by 70.
Oh, you mean total, you mean?
Yeah.
I was talking about the difference in, let's say, a 14-foot wide versus 16, or even 20 or 24, you know, the difference expanding on a small fixed lot, so.
Right. Like I said, I'm not totally against it. I'm concerned about, you know, setting any sort of precedent, especially after, you know, the ordinance was changed. You know, right now their phones don't ring because we haven't set a precedent, but it could in the future. Yeah, that one was approved, but not mine, sort of thing.
Well, is everybody ready to vote, or do you want more time to think about it, or maybe it's your first one?
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest we table it till our next regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe. Who seconded that? You. A motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we will table case number 10,714 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next is...